concerns itself with the most ordinary, mundane, everyday thoughts, such as not leaving a secluded bathing beach and going into a public place without first making oneself decent.
I was forced to accept it in the end.
What it all adds up to is this. He wasn't attacked before he took his swim. He was attacked during it. And the same was true of Ian Murdoch and even the Richard dog. And what's more, it wasn't murder. Am I right?
Absolutely right.
Does this book have an index?
Page you want is 73.
Oh, yes. Behold the lion's mane!
You enjoyed the weekend, I hope.
Enormously. I hope we can do it again sometime.
Yes, I hope so.
Sometime soon, Holmes.
I can't promise you another murder.
You didn't give me one this time.
Don't be pedantic.
Not pedantic. Accurate. Did you?
Did I what?
Enjoy the weekend. Or will you be glad to get back to your peace and quiet?
Ah, stand back.
Right.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Oh, here.
What is it?
Something to read on the journey.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Watson.
Goodbye.
Start on page 12.
Right. Goodbye. See you soon.
The Adventure of the Lion's Mane by Sherlock Holmes. Page 12. I led the way along the beach, peering eagerly into the waters. I had reached the deepest and stillest part of the lagoon when my eyes caught it. Cyanea, I cried. Cyanea. Behold, the lion's mane.
A strange object did indeed look like a tangled mass torn from the mane of a lion. It lay some 3 feet under the water, a curious, waving, vibrating, hairy creature with streaks of silver among its yellow tresses. It pulsated with a slow, heavy dilation and contraction. Cyanea capillata is the miscreant's full name, gentlemen. The gale must have blown him into the shore. As dangerous as the bite of the cobra, and far more painful. The most deadly of all the jellyfish. The constable stared at me in silence. "Well, you've done it," he said at last. "I'd read about you, but I never believed it. It's wonderful." I was forced to shake my head. To accept such praise was to lower one's standards.
Really, Holmes, couldn't you come up with a better ending than that?
In The Lion's Mane, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Merrison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Lion's Mane was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Patrick Rayner.